catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy still taking time off. Dange,
yes,
is trying to step up to the plate in this blue collar Kennedy Molloy special. Big show today.
Massive show.
Wow, so what a weekend of sport. Oh, have you won on the races? Did your team win? Was it NRL? Was it AFL? Was it world sport? I am exhausted, and I think I've had one sleep since Friday.
Look at you.
But look at me, just soldier on like a little trooper.
A little trooper.
I am good to go. Hey, coming up, we will cover both those codes with Nirali Meadows, who will give the guff on the NRL. Well done, Storm. And, of course, the Tigers will be, the reigning premiers as
now
we speak.
Now they are back-to-back now, too. Congratulations.
Indeed. We'll get around to an apocalypse watch. Great news for Victorians and for all of Australia, because the economy in Victoria is reopening. That means let the rivers flow again.
Retail, hospitality, restaurants, cafes, bars. Melbourne, it's been voted the most livable city for the last 10, 15 years.
It seems a lifetime ago,
doesn't it? Big question mark this year, but that's fantastic news for Victorians.
We will get to the bottom of that. Great news for so many Victorians and Australians. Hopefully this is the end of some kind of era. Who else is on the show today?
Lloyd Langford, he is on Have You Been Paying Attention.
He's the funniest Welshman I know.
Yeah.
He's the only Welshman.
That's Anne Edmonds' boyfriend, who we talked to last week.
She is
on the
now
back of
Maxime's, I think.
Maxim's.
Six Maxim's.
100.
Why do I say Maxime's?
I don't know. Is she a girl that he once dated? Maxime.
Okay, it's off the rails already.
Come on.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We've got so much to get through. We're going to ask you where you woke up after a big night.
Yeah,
there's
a
reason for this.
Yeah.
Someone may have done something.
Oh.
We will let you know. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Hang on a minute.
How did that slip in? We end up here. Three flags from 4 years, cementing their place in history, a dynasty of the modern age.
Right.
Hey, great. I just love the Tigers, and, you know, preceded by 30 years of drought.
Yeah,
you know,
there was a long time between.
What you're experiencing, so you don't take it for granted.
No.
You're so happy. Bad luck Geelong. They had a great season. They're a good side.
Yeah.
You know, they've got good players coming in. They've got good players going out, good players coming in. They're always in the mix. And I imagine come prelim time next year,
they'll be
nagging away.
Now, Dusty Martin, what are your thoughts on him? He is a freak of a footballer, isn't he?
Well, we've known about this for a long time, and we've always thought he is. But I think he cemented himself as the greatest big game player.
Yeah,
doesn't he? So last year he didn't even make All-Australian. You know what I mean? Because maybe the first 10 rounds he's just warming up gets into it. And then he only plays in clutch games. He only ever comes out. But, you know, that's when you want your big players to stand up on the big stage. And he has never let us down. And it's not just the grand finals.
Mm.
It's the all finals.
Mm-hmm.
That said, what a team. Like, it's very hard to pick another good player because it's all hands on deck. Once the machine is up and running, it is a military operation, and eventually you get mowed down.
How did you feel not being at the ground? Because you were at home this year under extraordinary circumstances.
It was terrible, but you know what? Sometimes they're the ones you remember as well. They've got this great thing about the Melbourne Cup. It's fun to go to, but a lot of people who can't get to Australia or away or whatever, the most memorable things they do is organise a function for a Melbourne Cup. So
I agree.
You can be in Japan and ring around with some Australian mates and get a Melbourne Cup function
Sweet
together where everyone dresses up and they go to a thing. I remember going, there's a place in Jabiru and they've up in the Kimberleys, and I was there for Melbourne Cup 1 year. It's a mining town. It's a Ranger uranium mine, and there's one local club that has a license, and all the boys are miners. All their wives and girls are there, and on this given day, they all dress up.
Big day.
The girls dress up. The guys put on suits. It's the only day you'll ever see them in a suit. They go down the local, and you go, that's a pretty good second to going.
That's right.
And I think this year, even though in Melbourne you couldn't, you know, just one bubble, buddy.
That's it.
I did see a few.
Did you?
A few slabs going into various houses around. Lucky I'm not a narc. But anyway, you make the most of it. Yeah. It is what it is.
Now, listen, before you go on, there was talk on the front bar that if the Tigers were going win, you were going to go to KB. Now, Kevin Bartlett, for some people, might not know who he is. A big footballer in the 70s and 80s, receding hairline.
He was bald and went the comb over.
That's it. Now, last year you had the toll haircut, which was the yellow and black, and there's been talk that you've got to come through with the goods this year and go the KB. I got tweeted, I got so many messages from friends of mine going, Mick's got to come through with the KB.
Unfortunately, the barbershops are still closed.
No, they're not. No,
they are.
They are. We have one. There's one about 20 feet from where we're sitting.
Can I talk to you kindly off air, please? I think you'll find the barbershops are still closed.
I think it's only fair that you go through with the KB, so you'd sort of, I don't know, shave your hair and just have a little few strands on the
side. I'm thinking I might do it in the downstairs department instead, you know.
Oh, man. You've got to come through with
the little master.
Okay.
Now, what about you quickly? Do you mind?
What have I done?
So we were doing a show. You did a show on Friday.
Oh, yeah, because you took one of your rostered days off.
Jane's still RDO'd.
What were you doing?
I said I'm preparing for the greatest weekend ever.
How were you on Friday?
You were left to do the show. How do you think it went?
You
went rogue, dude.
What are you talking about?
You went rogue and you explicitly broke a promise I made you make. Involving the song Whisperer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We've talked about this before. Play the grab.
Dave is calling near Bathurst. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a good rap, mate. You're in there on a Friday afternoon. They've all left you and you're doing a good job.
Dave, would you like return domestic economy flights thanks to Virgin Australia anywhere in Australia on the Virgin Network?
Jesus Christ.
Glenn, where are you calling from?
Mildura. I just thought you sounded very up and about.
So you're in Mildura. I've got an auntie and uncle there. Shout out to Auntie Carol, Uncle Lank. Jane, how are you?
I'm splashing around in my bath.
What's happening in the bath?
Well, I've got a couple of beers. My dog's beside the bath and we're all just hanging out after a busy day.
Animal.
See, I can do that. I can do that. Mick and Jane aren't here. I'm running the show today. Marty, have a guess. What do you think the song is?
Billy Joel. You may be wrong.
Tell you what, the man named after your dog, Dange, is correct.
Oh, Marty! Billy Joel, you may be right, is absolutely right.
Thank you.
Hello, Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yeah. You were warned. I told you explicitly. No, Billy Joel.
Yeah, but it's You May Be Right. It's from Glass Houses. It's my show today, so I thought I'd just take the leap and play the song.
Enjoy yourself.
It's been your last day on earth, Toots.
Yeah, well, that's taken out of context.
I said no Billy Joel ever. That is, see me in my office.
All right, well,
wherever that is.
Let's play this one, Gadigal Land and Midnight Oil. All right, Nerilee Meadows, she is in Dubai. She was all across all codes on the weekend. We'll get full bottle with Nerilee right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go, the final play of the grand final. They need one more play, Melbourne, to defend. There's the siren. Edwards throws it to Fisher-Harris. They're 90 metres out. Now pass to Luai. Lee passes back to Crichton. Crichton the kick out. Kick out throws a pass to nobody. Cleary takes it. Bastard balls it back down to Fisher-Harris. Now gets on to Martin in the way. Then on to Naden. Maybe pass is intercepted. Melbourne win the premiership. And the Melbourne Storm have done it again. The Kings of Rugby League.
Clyde Churchill medal from the Melbourne Storm. Ryan Pappenhausen.
It's been a bloody tough year. We didn't know where we were going. We were sitting on the tarmac at Bankstown Airport and we didn't have a clue where we were going, and we just stuck together, we overcome and adapted, and we got here.
This big V on my jersey, on our jersey, this is who we're playing for. Everyone back home in Victoria, this one's for you, you beauty!
Well done, Melbourne Storm, who have carried on their very broad shoulders the expectations of a grateful state, who's got a little ray of sunshine. Gee, they had a good weekend, so we've got the AFL, we've got the NRL. We've got the Vixens. It's just a little something.
Pubs will be open Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Nerilee Meadows came in. How good a win was that?
Look, when I hear that Pappenhausen audio again, I get goosebumps all over again because I'm a West Australian through and through, right? But I've lived in Melbourne for 9 years now and I know what that state has been through this year, and it is extreme. So it made me so happy that so many people would be happy over the weekend with what happened on the sporting front. And then the restrictions have been lifted, hallelujah, as well. So That result, the Melbourne Storm, I mean, unbelievable effort. 5 months away from home.
Yep.
That's crazy stuff. So to perform the way they did, come out in the granny, be 22 up, nil up at halftime, and then, you know, get it done. Also, well done to the Panthers.
They nearly mowed them down, almost didn't they? It was a bit tense. You can see Bellamy in the box, in the coach's box.
Lots of fruity
rearranging the furniture.
Bellamy was absolutely hilarious. It was like another entertainment sideshow just on the side there. But Panthers, 17 straight wins heading into this one. For this to be the one that they lose, absolutely heartbreaking. But as you say, it was down to 11 men at the end. They had that Hail Mary opportunity. Yeah. Mm. Couldn't quite pull it off. But what an unbelievable finish to just a dramatic season.
A completely different game when they have to keep the ball alive, when it's sudden death. You go, what am I watching now?
Correct. I almost want to see that game for a full 8 minutes.
The sudden death.
Just like, okay, go, frantic ball.
Any word on Cam Smith?
No, look, he just put on the ski goggles and celebrated the win, and we'll wait and see. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people right now going, why are we asking him when he's retiring? Why aren't we asking him to play on longer, the way that he's still going at the moment? Unbelievable.
I think the issue is there's a couple of blokes in the wings at Melbourne Storm who may end up going elsewhere if they don't get a shot soon. So there is a bit at stake. Exactly. But, yes, it's very hard to push out a living legend and immortal.
Soon to be.
Now, how good are the Storm? When you talk about teams and franchises in the country, are they almost, like, across all codes, the best? Well, probably got to put Richmond in there too.
It's definitely in the conversation. Second premiership in 4 years, fourth premiership overall. Obviously, two of those were
denied
overall. They're an amazing club. And as I say, I cannot get past the fact they spent 5 months outside of their hometown. And like I say, that blast from Cam Smith just saying, Victoria, this one's for you. Really recognising the moment and recognising what it means.
Can I say, you referenced premierships that were taken off us. One of my most memorable moments ever was 2010. After round 8, Richmond were 8 losses, no wins. Mm-hmm. And I went, bugger this. And I went across the road and bought a Melbourne Storm membership who were 8 wins, no losses, right?
Right.
Later that week, Melbourne Storm was stripped of all their points and a salary cap debacle.
What a year.
It was all your fault.
Now I've got two teams who have no wins.
Yes.
And now you're laughing, aren't you, after this weekend?
You will never hear the end of it, Meadows. Mm. You want to stay where you are. The minute you come home, I am going to bang on about this forever. In our next break, you're going to say something nice about the Tigers, whether it kills you or not.
So there's been a big talking point about the commentary and Phil Gould, who obviously has very strong connections to Penrith.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to some of the commentary that sort of brought the ire of people on social media.
I honestly feel like the Panthers are on top. The run of the play, I feel like they're doing better than the Melbourne Storm, but the Melbourne Storm have been able to keep the scoreboard ticking with the penalty try and the penalty goals, and now an intercept. The scoreboard's not as bad as what it obviously feels to them. They've got to go on the feel of the game. The feel of the game is they're well in it. The scoreboard's just not friendly. They are absolutely stripping this Melbourne Storm defence on both sides. Look at the Melbourne Storm players. They're down. They're gassed.
There's a lot of that going on.
He coached the Panthers in their first premiership in 91. Yeah. Was a head of football and very recently. You could argue that maybe, you know, telling both sides of the story, keeping the game alive when it was quite one-sided, as we're often told as commentators to do. But there was one moment for me where I went, oh, they're not even trying here. Pick up the moment, you think, where Gussie Gould takes over in this commentary.
Melbourne take first points in the second half. Ryan Pappenhausen.
Well, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. While the Panthers had their heads down over the error, Pappenhausen, with a little bit of a shimmy and a whoosh, just splits them. This was heads down stuff from the Panthers. It might have got the better of them.
Get up, Gus. Get up.
Yeah, well, that's
the words were there, but the sentiment really wasn't behind it.
Brilliant.
He also tweeted straight away. It was all on Panthers as well. But he's defended himself. He said, go back and have another listen. You know, I was just telling the truth. So, look, his passion was there for all to hear as well.
All right, hang about, Nez. We'll come back and talk Tigers.
All right.
Are they the greatest team ever?
Okay. Nerilee Meadows is with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Seconds remaining in the 2020 Grand Final. And it will be the Tigers, their third premiership in 4 years. One of the great teams. Dustin Martin celebrates. Trent Cotchin becomes the only Tiger captain of three premierships, and they deserve all their success at the Gabba on this historic night, the first ever night grand final.
And the winner of the Norm Smith medal, Dustin Martin.
First of all, I'd just like to thank Geelong for an awesome game, and well done to Gaz on an unbelievable career. Last but not least, the Richmond Footy Cup. Let's go!
Okay, so just me paint the picture for you. Four prelims, three grand finals, three flags, three Norm Smith medals. Narrowly, where do they stand? Is this, are they finally going to get respect from people like you who are professionals and are supposed to be impartial but still don't quite rate the Tigers? Go.
They were brilliant.
Yes! Defence rests, Your Honour.
Unbelievable effort from the Tigers this year. Once again, you won't hear me saying a negative thing about a Melbourne team. Richmond, absolutely unbelievable performance. I mean, they were down and out in that grand final, but found that spirit once again to come back. Dustin Martin is a freak of nature. I mean, absolutely unbelievable what he does on the biggest stage. Lots of people now saying he is absolutely the September / October specialist. And, you know, hard to be beaten on that front. Unbelievable. Three Norm Smith medals, and thankfully Lee Matthews didn't accidentally vote for, you know, Trent Cotchin instead of Dustin Martin. Geez. But unbelievable from Martin to do what he did and Richmond to do what they did. Three flags in 4 years. Sad for Gary Ablett to go out that way, but he also had his own.
At least he went out on his home ground as a Gold Coast champion, and that's the main thing.
I did think of you, Mickey, and I was happy for you. Put it that way.
Well, not as happy as I was. My house was in a siege situation for a couple of days. It's still a crime scene. There's still police tape up there. So imagine what you and one bubble buddy can do when you really get on one. Brilliant Tigers. Geelong, not their day. It was a contrast of game styles. I just think we've got that measure with them. I mean, they're a great side, but their style is really, you know, possession and a high efficiency and kicking it around and out. We're just blitzkrieg, you know. So as soon as the ball hits the deck, I think our best game plan beats their best game plan. Did you see in Geelong? They've burnt down Vlosten's. He's got an investment property, townhouse. They burnt it down. That's sore. I mean, you know, I'm a passionate fan, but geez, Louise.
He had a bad day.
Geelong.
Is that really what happened?
I swear to God. I swear to God, they've attacked his property. They haven't taken it well.
No.
They haven't taken it well, but there you go. What about the night grand final? Where does we stand with that? Have they made a case? Is this one of those ones that, now it's happened, we're never going to get it back to the afternoon?
Well, I mean, the ratings were such a success for, you know, the broadcasters, but at the same time, there was a lot of Melburnians stuck at home as well, which would have helped, you would think. Mm. But look, I thought the entertainment was brilliant at halftime. I love the fact that they embraced Aussie acts. I do love the traditional afternoon grand final, you know, of the AFL. But what do you think? Are you in favour?
I think it's inevitable. And I don't say that lightly. I know it has been a tradition and it's an afternoon. The biggest problem for me is staying sober till 7 o'clock. I mean, it's you know what I mean? You go, yeah,
it's a long
Lord.
Day, isn't it?
I haven't paced myself very well here. I do think it's inevitable, and I don't think it's that big a deal. You still get to huddle around the TV. You still get to make a week of it. Sometimes these things just happen. To me, it doesn't matter. You know, as they say, anywhere, anytime. And I reckon it's a great motto in the modern age to go, we'll just play wherever we have to and win. Yep. Now, wrapping up, you love the Tigers. You think they could be the best team of all time. Is that fair? and now, listen, you and your ilk, respect. You write something nice, okay? And you say something nice. And you how about a big we were wrong, everyone? Who's trying to say we didn't deserve our place in the pantheon of greats. But now, yes, you're the first to put your hand up and say, yep, they are. They're in. Great. Thank you.
It is very nice that you now understand perhaps what the travelling teams go through all the time.
Oh, my God.
Perth and back and Perth and back and Perth and back, but, you know.
You're like the new Phil Gould. You really can't help yourself, can you? Hey, listen, we went to Adelaide. Right, we went to, see, you'll never be able to use this again, ever. Oh, it's always going to be a revenge. We went to Adelaide, beat the minor premiers in front of their home crowd of 30 grand, kicking into like a 6-goal breeze, and took the chockies. Then we got on a plane, went back to Brisbane, where these
guys... And Trent Cotchin would know all about a six-goal breeze at Port Adelaide, wouldn't he?
Well, not anymore. I think you're going to have to retire that gear as well, because I think we've taken that off. Is there anything we haven't done this year? Yes, Tigers. Okay, I'll stop you there. They are the big ones out of the way, but we're going to come back to you in the next hour, if you don't mind coming back, because there's a lot of other world sport we need to get across.
All right, Neroli Meadows with us. Don't go anywhere.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Well, at 3:15 this afternoon, the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, held a press conference to announce the news that Melburnians and indeed most people around Australia were waiting to hear, and that is we are opening up the economy. Let's go to the press conference, which was just recently held.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59pm, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space. Outdoor, a maximum of 50 people with one person per 2 square metres. Beauty, personal services and tattooing, provided you can wear a mask, will reopen. Outdoor community sport for under 18s and outdoor non-contact sport for adults will recommence as well. The 4 reasons to leave home will be removed. The 25 kilometre travel limit remains in place and the regional metropolitan border remains in place.
There you go. That is a raft of good news emanating from the press conference this afternoon. Here's why I love Australia. Here's the very first question asked in that press conference to the Premier.
All right.
Can I confirm that what you're saying is that we can finally get back on the beers?
I don't know that I'll be drinking a beer tonight. I might go a little higher up the shelf.
I'll be drinking a beer tonight. And watching the Tiger replay.
Oh, mate.
Now, interestingly enough, he said barbershops aren't open.
No, oh, they are. No, he said they weren't open yet.
So it's impossible
to get... I might go downstairs because there's a salon below this radio studio. Get you booked in for your Kevin Bartlett comb over.
I'm not kidding.
That's what you... Of course you are. That's what you said you were going to do. So
just quickly, another sign of the apocalypse coming from Victoria before we move on. Hillsong Church have bought Festival Hall for $23 million. Now, that is a sign of apocalypse. Hillsong, Happy Clappers.
Right.
Festival Hall, Beatles played. I've seen Sex Pistols there.
Iconic.
I've seen R.E.M. there.
I've seen a bunch of bands.
What are you doing?
Rage Against the Machine I saw play.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
My very first concert ever, Devo. At Festival Hall.
So to paint the picture for Festival Hall, it's like, I like to call it like a fire pit. It's old,
fire trap. It's a fire trap.
It's old school theatre.
There's no theatre seating. There's none of that stuff.
But it's like cool.
Imagine a pub on steroids.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest pub gig of all
time. But that's why we love it. We love the
It should be classified by the National
Trust.
I
agree.
Hall, get Kaczynski on the line. Get everyone. We should all pitch in and save this thing. The Hillsong. You know, last time the young Christians got their hands on the Forum,
right?
They knocked the dicks off all the statues. This is one
about?
Of the most beautiful stadiums, and it's got all these like David statue style things floating around. So they went and knocked off all the dicks because they thought it was inappropriate.
Oh, come on!
Which just makes me think that somewhere inside the Forum there's a drawer full of statue dicks. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe there
gotta
is.
Got to put them somewhere.
I can't believe
Don't
it, though.
Let this so the forum. Go get your own thing, Hillsong. You do your thing, we'll do ours. Ours is at Festival Hall.
Yeah.
I went to see the Sex Pistols and in a Volvo, in the last Volvo. I'm not very rock and roll.
No, it's not.
In
at
a Volvo
all.
With seat warmers. I'm thinking, wow, it's
coming. Is that your
this.
Car?
No, it was a,
did that belong to?
No, it was one of those promotions that they do at the station. They gave it to us. So,
I still got free tickets.
Yeah, I don't think they were that happy when it got keyed out the front.
That's not very
out the front
Sex
of Festival Hall at a Sex Pistols concert. Come on!
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
You can't be doing...
That's Festival Hall. That's for Melbourne music scene, that's just the icon.
All right, which might be back now that the restrictions are lifted. Here's one from overseas. COVID-19, US plan to give early vaccine to Santa Clauses has been... shot down.
Oh, no.
See, they had planned to just, they just thought, well, if we're going to have our kids sit on anyone's knee, they might want to be inoculated.
Yeah.
By the way, I've known a few instruments. Yeah, you might want to do that anyway, and you might want to make it one with a lot.
I played when I worked at Myers years ago,
I played the Easter Bunny. I was the rabbit for kids. I was just dressed up as a rabbit for Easter, and it was horrific. It's a really hard job to do. So for all the store Santas out there and the Easter Bunny, no, I'm telling you right now, mate, it's hot work.
You're telling me that it's you hot. Found it a bit tough. So some people go down a coal mine for 14 hours a day. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
See, there are children out there in sweatshops making sneakers
Snuggle
for
Bunny, that's what I was called. It was the Meyer Snuggle Bunny.
Well, that helps. And yet you're saying that you dressing up as a rabbit was a bit...
Mate, you had the head that sat on your shoulders. There was no real ventilation in this. I just wear footy shorts and a singlet.
Again,
and
coal mine, 14 hours a day, getting the black lung.
People pulling your tail and demanding Easter eggs out of your basket, standing on your feet.
No, so I played Norm the Kangaroo in the Molly Meldrum series. Yeah, oh, man, and that suit was woofy.
You got in a bit of trouble over that, though, didn't you? People weren't happy about you.
The guy who was Norm the Kangaroo didn't care for my performance. He started slagging me off on the socials. Poor, Norm would never have done that. Norm was far more esoteric than the portrayal. Because I was sitting there smoking.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, mate, I mightn't be as good an actor as you, but you left a woofy suit.
Norm the Kangaroo.
All right, what else? There's something else. I don't
know. That'll
come back after.
Yeah, okay, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? It's back on Channel 10 tonight. Lloyd Langford, he's going to be joining us.
Always good, my favourite Welsh comedian. Anyone
what other know? Ones? Well, do you know? No, that's I probably where it's at.
He's a very funny guy. That'll be tonight. I must be getting a call up soon. How many more shows are they?
I would say, well, what are we? We're in October 26th. There wouldn't be that many shows left.
Idiots. Hey, we were talking about Hillsong taking over Festival Hall in Melbourne and all the great gigs we've seen there over the years.
Yeah.
Cameron's on the line. Cameron, who do you see there?
Mickey and Jane, I had the privilege of seeing Boytown.
Yes. We filmed our live concert sequences. We're filmed at Festival Hall. If that's not reason to keep it going. You got a track there from Boytown?
This is from the album.
It's a bit weepy, isn't it?
Is it? Emotional. For my river of pain. Whoops, there I go. Very cerebral.
So the whole premise, for those who missed it, was like it was they were coming back, they were a retired boy band, but they were trying to sing songs to women their own age to appeal to them. So their song titles were like picking up the kids from school, special time of the month. You know, just stuff that made the relatable. Ladies of their age feel a lot more special.
But didn't you have to go into JB Hi-Fi and buy a bunch of really like
when I was researching when I was researching the song, I went up to the counter at JB Hi-Fi and I had Westlife,
NSYNC,
Backstreet Boys,
Boyzone,
So I was going up there with a bit of handful. And I show them across the counter, and the guy just gives me a look. Okay. I go, mate, it's for research.
Of course it was, for the movie.
And then somehow I left them on the coffee table when I had the boys around for watch the footy. Yeah.
That's awkward.
Hey, give Cameron something, would you?
What about a case of Brick Lane, The Draft? Cam, how would you like that?
Oh, my goodness.
I loved your faux excitement. Well done, Cameron.
Going off.
There you go.
My day.
Okay. Well done, mate. Go knock top off a couple while rewatch Boytown. All right, we're still in Apocalypse Watch.
Yes, we are. What else?
We didn't get through all the stories. Here's one from North Korea. Yeah. When North Korea is shutting their borders, how do you shut your borders when you're North Korea? You've never opened them.
That's a really good point.
We're shutting our borders because he came out the other day, Kim Jong-un, and said, we have no cases.
None.
He was coughing while he said it. You can't believe a word he says. This is a man who apparently has got 13 holes in one in one round of golf.
What a guy.
So that's what they do.
Yeah.
Do you know what they did during a World Cup game? Mm. North Korea went up 1-0 against like England or something, and then they just stopped the broadcast.
Did they?
And said, told everyone they won.
Pulled the plug.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Well, there we go. We've won.
Yep.
We've won. Everyone.
Celebrate.
We are the greatest. Well, now they're having a go at China. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors over fears that yellow dust, which blows in from China, could bring coronavirus with it.
Oh, no.
Mate, if you were living next door to China and there was a big yellow cloud coming your way, you might want to mask up.
Go indoors.
Want to mask.
Shut the windows and the door.
Pray for a wind change.
That's right.
See, they're back to pictures coming out of Wuhan overnight. Business as usual.
Well, they have, like, with a country of 1.3 billion, I think in the last 24 hours, they've had 15 cases of coronavirus in China.
Again, believe them. But they did take a hard line, possibly even harder than Daniel Andrews. It's hard to hear. But I remember the initial footage, do you remember, of Wuhan? When they wanted people in their houses, they went round the government welding doors shut.
Okay, they'll keep them inside.
So, listen, that's a zero-tolerance policy.
Yeah, completely.
And I don't want to give Dan any ideas.
He'd
embrace these.
Yeah, we're done now.
But there they are, and we don't know what it is.
Mm.
It's a big yellow cloud. That's a big night on the weather service, isn't it? And we've got a cold front coming in, and watch out for the big yellow cloud! That thing will kill you!
Ah, the yellow wiggles just farted. All right, this is Kennedy Malloy. Up next, it's the Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lloyd Langford, not far away. Narrowly Meadows is going to come back on the show and wrap up what's just been an epic weekend of sport in this country.
So when Storm were playing, I'm in Victoria in lockdown, and I'm watching Storm live. I live in Richmond, which is like, you know, just near their home ground.
Mm.
Every time they scored a goal, they let off fireworks. So you just hear boom, boom, boom.
At Amy Park.
Every time. And I'm getting, the only other time, it reminded me, if you know when the Medellin cartel used to get a shipment into America, and they just go boom, 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 and they'd light up the sky, and everyone would go, there's another one. It was the same. Storm.
Well done, Storm. Well, there would have been plenty of booms, that's for sure.
Not under the gang down there.
Yeah.
Is it time?
Let's do it.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Who also has a little bit of explaining to do. After I explicitly said there will be no Billy Joel ever.
It sounded good.
As a Song Whisperer, I said that'll be the last day we do this show, and you've done it. Why would you do it?
I got caught up in the moment. I don't have a good excuse.
You saw an opportunity.
It's a great song, and everybody loved it. The reaction we got was fantastic. Billy Joel, you may be right. Woo, well done, Kennedy Malloy.
Mate, why would you? Did anyone call at all? Was anyone interested? Or?
Are you kidding? James, how busy were the phones on Friday? It was out of control.
Wow.
Best yet.
Yeah. Okay, mate.
Dangerous relatives in Mildura.
You are now. That's officially, that's a
one only?
Yellow card. That's a yellow card.
All right.
One more. Wooshka. Okay. We'll get in someone else.
Yeah.
Song, please.
All right. This is a guy seeking spiritual direction. Perhaps he'll find it at Hillsong's Festival Hall. He's a little demanding, though, wanting to know where and when these things are going to happen. And he wants to have his answers handed to him. It's all one-way traffic for this guy. He wants the glory without having to do any of the work. Gimme, gimme.
What about me?
Which version?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter because it's neither.
Billy Joel. What
Could
you
imagine
got?
Billy Joel doing a version of What About Me?
What about
I
me?
Could. Yep.
He could do anything, could he?
Yeah, of course he could. He's
I'm sure he's days and numbered. Yeah, how would he play keyboards with his fourth degree arthritis? He's an old coot.
Mate.
He's an old
coot. He's not.
Is he going to play? He's not playing. He's not going to go back to Madison.
I hope he does, because he's broken the record for that venue, and that was on my bucket list to do my 50th birthday next year. Looks like that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, well.
Really, he's only 71 years old.
That's right.
So you want to go, so for your wife's birthday recently, it was a $30 gift voucher.
Yes.
Right? Let me get this straight.
Then
that was given to you, and you're saying for your birthday you want to go to New York Madison Square Garden to see
Billy
Joel?
Well, when you
Billy
say
Joel,
like that, it sounds a little bit out of place.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Did you have a guess? Have a guess.
Oh, yeah. What about, you said spirit. What about spirit in the sky? It's got a fire.
He's almost converted the yellow into a red.
That's
so close.
Norman Greenbaum? Is that the...
Oh, that was the Doctor and the Medics version, not the original.
I got you.
1-3-3-5-3.
You're on the right track, Ange, but not correct.
All right. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. Song Whisperer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Lloyd Langford, not far away.
Money
He's
man.
On. Have you been paying attention tonight?
He's your favourite Welsh comedian.
He's my favourite Welsh comedian.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Welsh flag. Any flag with the dragon on it.
Oh, it does too. That's
probably the best flag in the world.
You're right.
Discuss. 1-3-5-3. Hey, also coming up, we get Neroli Meadows back to keep talking weekend sport. Big news from UFC. Mm. Big news, Cox Plate.
What did we do, Cox Plate?
No, we haven't talked to Cox Plate yet. No, not at all.
And we'll also take a look at Pelé, possibly, doing his sting. Do you have time for Chick Flick Alert? Oh, you know I've been promising this for a while.
Well, we can squeeze it in. Yeah, let's do that.
Or maybe I'll do I Call Bullshit in honour of Jane Kennedy in her absence.
Yes.
See if I can do her proud. What about that?
All right.
We'll take your calls.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Let's get into it, big fella.
All right.
Jay Mondo.
Before you go on, Steve's just called through. Sorry, guys. Let's start the segment.
He's gone rogue again.
Hey, Steve, welcome to Kennedy Malloy. What would you like to say?
Thanks, Dave. How are you, buddy? I just want to congratulate you, mate, on a fantastic job last Friday with Billy Joel, mate.
Welcome.
Billy Joel is dead set, the best artist ever.
Oh, my God.
Case of Brick Lane.
Case of Brick Lane. Do not give him a case of Brick Lane.
Going to you, Steve, in Newcastle.
Well, get done, stuff, Steve. I am. Dave, I'm telling you, I will. Do you know what I'll do? A Bellamy. I'll be kicking chairs over in the studio. I'll tip furniture over.
Don't go full Bellamy. No one wants to go full Bellamy.
Red car.
Okay.
Red car.
Anyway, Song Whisperer.
All right, let's go. Song Whisperer. Synopsis, please.
This is a guy seeking spiritual direction. Perhaps he'll find it at Hillsong's Festival Hall. He's a little demanding, wanting to know where and when things are going to happen, and he wants to have his answers handed to him. It's all one-way traffic for this guy. He wants the glory without having to do any of the work.
Sounds like he's up himself.
A little bit, doesn't it?
Sounds like.
Might be.
Is he a team player? Does he ever? Would you like him? Would I like him?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. A little head wobbler. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, full of himself.
I hate those guys.
Mm.
Sounds a bit Hillsong-y himself.
Okay.
How can you let Hillsong have Festival Hall? It's
the house of
the
Stoush.
Barbarians are at the gates.
That's where the boxing was back in the day.
Man, it's everything. Iconic.
Wrestling.
Festival Hall.
Exactly.
Oh, got some happy clapping. Nathan, what's the song, buddy?
G'day, guys. I'm not usually good at this game, but I reckon I'm on the money here. A bloke running around demanding answers. It has to be Peter Andre. Give me a sign. Give
pretty confident. I will.
Nathan's come through.
I will resign from all forms of media if that's the song we are playing.
Peter Andre.
On Triple M. By the way, interesting point. Peter Andre, tiny penis.
Well, how do you know?
Well, hang on. No, I don't shoot the messenger.
What do you mean?
A big article in the paper over the weekend. He used to go out with a girl called Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah.
And, model. Look, I might be reading between the lines, but I don't think it ended well. So she said he's got a tiny penis and was the worst lover she'd ever had and compared his penis to a miniature chipolata. I don't think that's good. No, I don't know what a miniature chipolata is, but it doesn't sound like
massive. You
to man.
No.
Jeez.
Not your
That's
real.
A bit rough, isn't it? I mean, I thought that was one of the codes.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happens, just don't go there.
That's
Peter Andre. The abs, washboard abs.
Yeah.
That's the good bit.
He's no Matt Shervington.
On the other hand, tiny penis. No Shervo.
No.
Hey, Shervo. Jeez. No wing keel down there, I'm afraid. How did we go? Did he win or not?
No, he doesn't win.
It was a game effort. They give him something. Yeah, anyone who can ring us up and put Peter Andre on the table.
And serious with it too. Nathan, a case of Brick Lane, the draft. You're going to love it. It's coming to you, mate. Thanks for calling.
Remember his abs?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Remember he had abs?
Oh, washboard abs,
he never had a top on. He's like Australia's Iggy Pop. He was just always getting around.
Massive success overseas, though. And, of course, you went out with that woman too. So, good on Peter Andre.
Yeah. So, when did you wish so firmly with Peter Andre camp? What are you?
He had his place in the pop world, and I think he did very well.
And a tiny penis. Okay, Richard.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Okay.
Hey, good to have you back on, Dave.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Don't worry, it won't be for long. Red card. Hey,
Dave, you did a good job on Friday.
This guy's just after a slab.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way. You've got it anyway, Richard. But what's your guess, mate?
Hey, Mick, you were missed on Friday, don't worry.
You already got your slab.
My guess is how you remind me, Nickelback.
Whoa. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It used to be my karaoke song. I used to bang this.
Really?
Yeah, until people start throwing things. They're not popular out there, are they? Tell me honestly, you're a music guy.
Why did they become the focus
of jokes and attention and the butt too?
If I'm being really honest about them, I think they put out some really good music and some heavy music. I think it's the lyrics sometimes that get them.
Pants around your feet.
That kind of stuff. That becomes a bit jokish. Yeah. But And as a band, like I've interviewed them a few times, they are fantastic.
Canadians?
They're really, Canadians?
That might have some.
Yeah. Chad Craig, but really cool guys. But yeah, you're right.
And,
they're just the
bucket and when
of
they
jokes.
Tour again, they will sell out everywhere they go.
Every time.
Right. So they're a bit of a, you know, a punching bag for the media types, but yeah. still yeah. well represented yeah, on the ground.
Definitely. Yeah.
People look down their nose at Nickelback. We don't. I mean, we're not going to play them because it's wrong.
So it's wrong. There you go.
But I'd love to do Nickelback sometime.
Okay. Let's not go mad. Emma. Hello, yes. Emma. What's your
Hi.
Guess?
Hi. A bit of pressure after Peter Andre and Nickelback, but I was going to say Paradise by the Desperate
Mind
by Edmund
Lewis. I do think this is our most nominated, is it not?
It is.
Well, why, yep. why'd you think that, Emma?
Because he wants to know right now.
Oh,
he's
all,
demanding he wants the answers.
Yeah. Do you know Peter Andre had a tiny penis? Do you know that, Emma?
I don't. Yeah,
you have
to turn it.
We do now.
The theme
of tiny penis. Hey, are we in or not?
No, not Meatloaf.
That was reminding me of Shine. Collective song.
Wait, what are you...
Wait, what?
We still have callers. What are you doing?
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Don't say that.
No, I just thought it wasn't going to be that, so I guessed that. Was that...
No, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Hold on. You've ruined it.
What do I win, Dave?
You've ruined it for everybody. You won a case of Brick Lane.
And it's virgin trip for somewhere.
This used to be one of those songs that Higo and I...
Sorry, sorry. No, but I'm... No, you were thinking aloud?
What?
Again,
you all got me onto it, Nickelback. And then I went Nickelback and I went, oh, you know who's in the same camp? Is that fair? Shine. Shine aren't... Yeah.
Collective Soul. Yeah, they had a big sort of run in the 90s. Had
I did.
It was December and gel. But this song here, we used to play as DJs back in the day. We used to have little gaps.
I got it, by the way, yeah.
Little gaps in the song. We used to play like Chewbacca and little fillers. So we could do it with this song. Give it a crack.
I reckon you should,
mate. Do you know what? That's what you get for Billy Joeling me. you will never Billy Joel me in my absence again or I will destroy you.
Don't take out your McGee. Frustration with Dange on everybody
Shine,
else.
Everyone, Collective next. Soul. Here it is.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? He's back on the TV tonight. 8:40 on Channel 10 and then Win Network regionally. Big show tonight too. Ursula Carlson's on, Ash London, Tim McDonald and your mate Sam Pang is going to be on.
They're persevering with Pang, are they?
And our next guest, Lloyd Langford on Kennedy Malloy.
He's a very funny Welshman, am I right? We're just saying, welcome aboard, Lloyd, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
We love your flag. It's a flag with a dragon on it. I think the Welsh flag is the best flag of them all. Discuss.
I got in trouble before for making fun of the Welsh flag in Wales.
In Wales? And what was it made? What did they take offence to?
Well, they really love the flag so much. And I was saying that you can't have stuff on the flag that has never existed. And I started getting very vocally heckled by a guy at the back of the room. He was getting really angry and he was offering all kinds of threats. And then I put my hand over my eyes to see who it was, like, you know, to shield the lights. And it was my technician, the guy who was doing the sound and the lights for the show.
He makes a good point, though, because it possibly is a little Dungeons and Dragons-y if it, in fact, never walked the earth.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's cultural significance to you, as is the show bag here in Australia. Now, I was speaking to, we had Jim Jeffries on the show, Lloyd, he's an American, and he was blown away by the concept of the show bag, and I understand you've had your first taste. Are you familiar with the concept?
I wasn't familiar. I'm still not quite sure why you get chocolates because of an agricultural show, but I'm just
familiar. It's a good point.
it's a big leap, and but we get there. And did you go to the show? Did you go to show day? Did you partake?
I think the show isn't on, but you still get chocolates. So what I'm learning is that chocolates have nothing to do with the judging of livestock. you can have them regardless.
Well, it wasn't just chocolate, because I remember back in the... Do you remember when we were kids? Yeah. Like, all every banker would have one. There'd be an ANZ
Commonwealth Bank.
Not wildly popular with the kids, but it was... They would
have money boxes and rulers and things like that.
They would have a slide ruler and a money box you were to put stuff in. Exactly. That you actually had to go to the bank to get the money out.
That's right.
It was like a reverse bank robbery is what it was.
Yes.
But Showbags here, Lloyd, I've got a friend who's nicknamed Showbags, and the reason is... is because he's full of shit. So that's how it seeped into the major culture. But when we were kids, you'd walk out of there. It was like a shopping spree in Pretty Woman, you know, darling. You would literally have bags. Like 40 show bags all in a row. And as a kid, you'd go, this is the greatest day of my life. Can I ask what one you got?
Mm.
Well, I apparently made a really bad decision. I got a Turkish Delight, which...
rookie mistake.
I got a lot of grief from. I got a Crunchy, and I got a Caramello Koala, and I've just realised that with the Caramello Koala, I've got two packets of playing cards.
Why? That's weird.
What, Uno cards or something? Well, what, you're going to go home and play poker with the kids, eh?
I don't know if that's going to impress anyone if I'm in a high-stakes game of Texas Hold'em and there's a cartoon koala on the front.
Do you know what? So imagine the dragon on the Welsh flag. That would be like if we put the caramel koala on the Australian flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That would be the equivalent. Hey, I've got to congratulate. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say you've got all those dangerous animals like the snakes and stuff that you. I'd put that on the flag over a koala.
That's right, like a crocodile eating a jellyfish.
Yes,
well, that's good. That's going to get their attention, isn't it? Hey, I want to congratulate not necessarily you, but your wonderful partner Anne Edmonds, who was, I believe, made her debut in the Maxim.
The
Maxim Hot 100 list.
Yeah.
Debut at number 66, going way past my own Jane Kennedy, who's not here to defend herself. Hey, I'm guessing you're beside yourself. by the way, it's the Ultra Tune Maxim Hot 100 list. I should give it its full time.
Yes.
We had no idea until I think you rang up Anne to tell her.
That's right.
Because in the United Kingdom, I don't know if we have Maxim in the United Kingdom anymore, but when it used to be on the shelves, it was bought solely by children and men who were afraid to buy pornography. It sort of really cornered the sort of furtive masturbators market.
Yeah, it's like the thinking man's company in there, isn't it? It's like...
I think the internet kind of killed it off.
Yeah. We were saying that the other day. It's the internet was the demise of the porn stash, which, let's be honest, there was an art to it.
There was
an art to it. We won't bang on about it, but I wanted to say this. Tonight you're on. How do you prepare for that show? Do you ever get competitive? Is someone you're looking out for tonight or never been paying attention? Or do you just stay in your lane, mind your own business? What do you do?
Well, I normally check with them to see if Ed's on. And if he's on, then I know I'm not going to win.
That's right. The guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
He really bats on, doesn't he?
He's competitive, isn't he?
All right, well, it'll be fun tonight. It is the A-team. Hey, Lloyd, thanks for swinging by. We always love catching up. I ask you, but I think I know the answer, but any gigs or anything that you can promote that you're doing or just sitting at home?
No, I just watched Dan Andrews' announcement, and he says the shops are going to be open on Wednesday.
Yes.
So I'll be queuing up outside Savers in Brunswick West Tuesday night.
Done.
So come down and give me a pie or something.
Good on you, Lloyd.
Have you been paying attention? Back on 8:40 tonight.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And with our Monday sports wrap, it's Neroli Meadows.
What do you want to talk about now? What do you want to do?
UFC, big surprise.
Oh, no. Khabib, no.
He's decided to retire. He's the UFC undisputed lightweight champion, won his last fight, but straight afterwards, very emotional, dropped his gloves and said, this will be my last fight. I can't fight again without my father. So really emotional stuff. He said he promised his mother before the fight this would be it. Basically, his father died earlier this year from complications with COVID. So he finishes 13-0 in UFC, 29-0 overall. Even Conor McGregor, who's a big rival of his, obviously sent his thoughts. So it was actually pretty emotional, and I think a lot of fans were...
Came out of nowhere. No one saw that coming. I mean, he could be, he's undefeated, could be the greatest of all time, at least in his division. And I'll never forget the Conor McGregor fight and the build-up to it, which is the most insane pre-show I've ever seen, when Conor McGregor were checking bins in a downstairs underground car park at a bus carrying Khabib. Khabib wins. Jumps the net and starts punching on with the first six rows, has all his connections jump into the ring and start beating up Conor McGregor and everyone else. They both get banned. It's an absolute disaster. And I go, wow. Well, that escalated quickly.
And look, a lot of people, you know, retire from UFC because they want more money and those sort of things. This doesn't feel like that. And Dana White even said, look, I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm taking him at face value for this. So really emotional stuff.
Well, he's not leaving to fight Manny Pacquiao, is he?
Lewis Hamilton said he was in dreamland because he's won his 92nd F1 title. Oh. Formula One's record of all time. So unbelievable. Takes over from Schumacher. 7-time world champion. Daniel Ricciardo finished 9th in that one for the first time since the Spanish Grand Prix. He was beaten by his Renault teammate as well.
Can I be devil's advocate here? Well, can I just say, I think it's the least impressive of all the sporting records is the Formula One. Because it's how do you compare the best driver when they've got the best cars? How do you compare it when the best driver in the same team is given? How do you do it when they say you don't win today? Those two drivers had the greatest cars at their disposal. One's a Ferrari, one's a Honda. You go, well, of course they win. I reckon I could win in that thing. How do you compare him and go, yep, that's it, you are up now?
I want to say something about fitting in the car, but I won't.
You know what? You've been yellow carded already, didn't you? No, did you know this is true? I got McLaren said they had a 2-seater McLaren, right? And they said, we would like you to come in. It will drive you around the track.
I'll do a lap.
I go, oh, yeah. They said, good. I said, oh, you've got to get down to under 90 kilograms.
Right.
I said, yeah, I've got a mate who'll do it.
That was it.
But I actually tried. I actually tried, and I came in at about 94 kilograms.
So close.
And so I had to give it to my mate, Matthew Everett, who was sitting in there feeding me souvlaki for about a month.
He's fattened you up.
But anyway, but don't you agree? How they're a bit more amorphous. Mm. They're a bit more opaque, the records in Formula One. Discuss.
Yeah, for sure. As far as, you know, athlete blaming his tools kind of thing, it actually is very relevant in motorsport racing and Formula One in particular. So, absolutely, I do agree with you, but I still am not going to criticise somebody who's willing to get in a car, drive that fast over and over and over again and actually win 92 times.
I said it before and I'll say it again, that Michael Schumacher, a great driver. Mm. I'd even have him today ahead of Ralph.
Narrowly.
Now, what about, did you ever see Kabir wrestle the bear?
Cox Plate. Did you just want to cover Cox Plate quickly?
Yeah, let's do Cox Plate.
So Dragonet wins, ridden by Glenn Boss, jockey Glenn Boss, 4th Cox Plate for him. And he only ended up on it because Hugh Bowman had a suspension. So, you know, a little bit of luck there, but also a lot of class. So Sir Dragonet now is the favourite for the Melbourne Cup, depending on which odds you look at. Some have Tiger Moth. So huge.
I have a mate who has a 10% share, or a small share in that horse.
Wow.
He's had a big day. He's won on it, got the prize money. He's also doubled it into Richmond. And because the horse is a colt, it's now been, I think, valued at $10 million.
Oh,
so
that's a good day.
He's had a reasonable day. have we got the last 150 there?
Yeah, take a listen.
At the 150, it's Armoury. Sir Dragonet coming at Armoury. Armoury and Sir Dragonet. Sir Dragonet takes the lead, coming clear, and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragonet for Bossy. Won the Cox Plate from Armoury. Russian Camelot. 4th a photo.
Bit of a leery ride, I thought, from Boss at the end there. I thought he might have gone a bit early. And also, yes, this is the greatest race in Australia. It's a wait for age. Only champions win it. So that's huge. So it is going to go ahead for Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, at the moment, favourite. So Tiger Moth up there as well. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But, yeah, certainly Sir Dragonet shortened the odds significantly.
Again, I'm saying on Melbourne Cup Day, just one race for the Shetlands. That's all I want. Would it kill him? Pelé. What's your Pelé news?
Well, he's celebrating his 80 years of birthday with a song. And I reckon you might like the lyrics to this song, Mickey, because... You can trust the old man, tell me what you need. The man has the power.
That's like my wedding vows.
I thought you might like it.
Do you want to take a listen?
Let's have a listen.
Pelé.
Ah, oh, that's gold.
It's a toe tapper.
I'll be playing that in the boudoir. I remember going to the World Cup in Brazil and we were in Rio, and it was one of the saddest byproducts. This is this is when corporates get out of control.
Right.
He was with Nike and the World Cup was sponsored by Adidas.
Gotcha.
And even though he was there, he was not a presence. You couldn't see a photo of him. You couldn't see a picture of him. They played none of his clips inside arenas. And you're going, how does a corporation just get to wipe a legend off the face of the planet when it comes to a World Cup?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've said it. Okay, well, thanks, Niz. Time to go. Sing along.
Tiger Land.
There you go. All feel good on me.
Tiger Land.
Hi.
In any weather, you'll see us with a grin.
Hey. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, she's got the week off, back next week. Mick Malloy is
How good is David Byrne? That holds up. That is
Talking Heads, and they were kind of ahead of their sort of time, I think, back in the 80s. That's your karaoke.
No, they were ahead of their time, but that's, if you take out the electronic drums, that could be released
tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. No,
we should play that for Nick Vlosten. He had a bad day, didn't he? He was knocked out in about the first 3 minutes of the grand final.
Yeah, it didn't
And they burned his house down in Geelong. Geelong? Come on, Geelong.
That's not cool.
You're better than that.
That all happened before he was about to play too, so he probably got the text message, oh, by the way, house is on fire. But
you better go around and help him build it, like a barn raising.
Is that what you're
all
do?
The people, the good people of Geelong,
right,
who go around and rebuild Nick Vlosten's house together.
Okay.
Hard heads on. Hey, Pelé. Let's play and listen to Pelé singing again.
Oh, yeah. For his 80th birthday.
That's got conga line written all over it.
It does, doesn't it? Or?
Okay. Limbo. I'm Limbo.
Pra trabalhar.
I love
well
that.
Well done. Yeah, I like it a lot. Have you seen Limbo? I saw a Limbo competition once where a guy limboed under a Limbo stick on Coke bottles.
Right.
I know.
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
You couldn't get below a Coke bottle. Not a chance.
I can do it under a long net Melbourne bit. Under a long net.
You could not. I could not do the limbo.
Yeah, I can barely hurdle it. Hey, but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, now, how good is that? I love it when the sportsmen turn their hand to singing.
Yeah, yeah.
It rarely goes wrong, although there are some exceptions, Steve Smith.
Because I've seen you when your song's on and you're singing words that are all wrong and you swear to me that that's how it goes. And I've seen you when
you're warming
walks,
to this version.
Yeah, kind of with you.
It's a bit Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. But it's a bit of Neil Young.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I also like Manny Pacquiao, who gave us so many over the June. Is this the one you've chosen? I think he's got a whole album.
Does he really?
Yeah, give him some. He can punch your suitcases out here. But boy, he doesn't know how to hit a note.
Carl Lewis, he did the national anthem.
Let's go past him. Let's go to Tyson Fury.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Chris, boxer.
Yeah.
Straight after a fight.
Come on, Tyson.
He can sing.
Yeah.
Singing, this will be the day that I die. What? This will be the day that I die.
And who could forget one of the world's great golfers, John Daly, belting it out after in a pub?
Yeah.
Remember Alice
Cooper?
Cooper told us he was turned up that night. He got on stage.
That's your karaoke song, right?
I've gone off it. Needs more cowbell.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Ned's filter form, giving punters the chance to find their perfect match.
It's up and running. You're right in the middle of the spring carnival, and this is Ned's time to shine.
Yep.
They've done all the heavy lifting for you. All the nerds down at IT Central,
they're all there.
Have basically created this filter, which just blocks out anything you don't need. It allows you to hone in on what it is you're looking for, and bang, they hit you between the eyes with the best shots. They are unbelievable. It's like your perfect match. You're Tinder for gambling. It's in the spring carnival, when you've got your hands full,
yeah,
It is your best friend. Now, what day is it this week, Dave?
It's Derby Day.
This is probably the greatest single day of racing on the calendar. There's five Group 1s. Yeah. I've been out there to every Derby Day. Mostly good memories.
Right, okay.
I have one that really...
What happened?
I don't like talking about it.
We want to hear it. What happened? What was the bad day at Derby Day?
Well, you may remember there was a Derby Day where there was about like 50 mils of rain dropped, and it was just... from start to finish, and I was in the birdcage, of course, because I'm a social media influencer.
Celebrity. Yeah, I get it.
And that's where we choose to hang out. So anyway, I was with my mate, and it was pissing down. Mm. Anyway, at one point, we broke a man rule.
What happened?
Well, me and Chowie were both standing under the one umbrella.
Whoa.
And we got pictured. Oh, whoa. Two men under one umbrella is not cool.
That's a violation of man rule.
It's a violation of a man rule. And when we, there was a Harrelson photographer.
Oh, no,
I went up and I said, under no circumstances is that photo
to be
used.
So that photo exists somewhere.
That photo was about half page on page 7 with me and my mate under the one umbrella. Well, they rang from everywhere. Mate. They, my mates.
Mick Molloy, that
stir.
Hard man. Oh, under the umbrella with Chowie.
Anyway, I'll tell you what we would have been doing. Huddled under there using our NEDS app.
That's
if it hadn't been available.
Of
picking
course.
The
well,
next
now
winner.
It is.
Because that's what they do.
Now it's available. So it's a way of making betting easier than it's ever been done before. And what you can do is download the app, easy, pop it in your phone, and then you're away. This weekend is Derby Day.
Come
download
on.
It at neds.com.au.
Filter. It's a filter.
So easy. As always, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline, 1-800-858-858 or gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Molloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well, there's another show done. Ooh. Kennedy Molloy. How are you going? How are you feeling?
Can we go home and watch the replay?
You?
Yes. And all the Monday night footy shows.
Oh, you still can't get enough
of it.
All going
to have to talk us right up. It'll be great. What are you going to do?
I'll go home.
Monday night.
Take the dog for a walk because I'm in Victoria, so I'm kind
you can go
of
out
getting
now.
A little excited that come Wednesday, go back to the pub again, Mick.
Well, I'd say you go back, you can probably sit down, you can eat in a pub. You really can't stand. It's not over for me till I can stand in a pub and have a drink.
Shoulder to shoulder.
That's when I'll call it over.
Yeah, yeah.
Until then, though, well done. We're on the right track.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Great news.
And as I said, it's good news for all of Australia because the Victorian economy needs to be jump-started.
Well, the great news is also that hairdressers have opened. In fact, last week and then...
is it possible for me to get... any kind of haircut.
You're going to have to go through with it, mate. You made a bet.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
Did it last year.
Just so what if I don't?
Well, I'll get the clippers
out
and I'll
do it.
What if
I just go, I said it and I'm not going
to
do it.
As a man who's challenged when it comes to hair, I've got clippers at home. I could do it.
What if I get my hair cut and just stick it on your hair? and we just stick some in the, as if it's combing over.
I'd have to put on a few kilos. All right.
Oh, Dave.
Show's over.
Yeah, this is surprise Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I haven't got those. Yeah. My fingertips. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow on Kennedy Molloy, we're going to talk to Daniel Kieran, the 99th recipient of the Victoria Cross. That's fantastic. And Denise Scott will be joining us as well. That'll be a Tuesday, Kennedy Molloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Molloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.